Hey there, I'm Carmen.
And I'm Christine. Welcome to The Conversation.
You can always find us on your Hope Coach podcast with Carmen Horn or on YouTube at Christine Brown.
Either way, we're glad you're here. So let's get started. Hey, my friend, how are you today?
Hey, Christine, I am doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you. Good to have our listeners here with us today for this important conversation.
Yeah. Hey, welcome.
Welcome, everybody. Today, we're going to be talking about the idea of taking our thoughts captive, and particularly, can taking my thoughts captive really help me? Right. So what do you think it means to take our thoughts captive? Maybe that's a good place to start so that we all understand what we're talking about when we say taking our thoughts captive.
Yes. That's a great place to start. And the Apostle Paul speaks about this in his second letter to the Corinthians in chapter 10. Now, verse five is that verse that we've so many times have heard about taking your thoughts captive, but verse four really goes along with verse five. And I think it's important to include those two together. So let me read that for us in the New Living Translation. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God, recapture their rebellious thoughts, and teach them to obey Christ. So for me, Christine, when I need to take my own thoughts captive, when my imaginations are running wild, when my fear is taking over, the first thing I do is say, Carmen, what's the truth? And I think finding truth is the very best place to start. Hmm. And I think scripture supports that, because in his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul says in verse 4:8, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. So Paul's first really strong suggestion or command, you know, he was a bold personality, passionate about what he did. First thing he says is fix your thoughts on what is true. So that kind of supports, you know, that first step. So as we prepared for this episode and we met, we were going through different Bible verses in our Bible. I saw where I had made a notation in the margin by this verse, and it was an older notation. I could tell by the color of the ink how it had faded. But this is what I wrote in the margin by that verse. If what I'm thinking about is not these things, stop it. So that was me reminding myself, you know, get a hold of yourself, girl.
That's right. I'm so glad you brought up Philippians 4:8. Isn't that just the best all-encompassing verse?
Yeah.
When we're talking about our thoughts and our thought life.
Yeah.
It gives us, it's like a map.
Yeah.
It gives us an outline, and that perfect that he starts with what is true. Mm-hmm. And I love that you had to be a little forceful with yourself there. I have to do that sometimes too. I mean, just really lay down the law with myself.
Yeah.
If this is not follow along with God's word, stop it. Stop thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think if we look at the background of this verse, mm-hmm. it really gives us an idea of why it's important for us. And, you know, Paul, you said he was the one who said it. And in that letter to the Corinthians, he was having to defend himself a little bit because the Corinthian church had started listening to some other speakers, and they were kind of questioning whether or not Paul was somebody they should be taking advice from.
Right.
And I think he really said it with a lot of boldness. In the English Standard Version, I wrote down the way it reads, because I love how powerful it is and how forceful it is.
Yeah.
It says, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's amazing to think that we could have the power within us to be able to take every thought captive to obey Christ. But Paul says it, so we know that it's possible. And when we look at all that Paul had been through, I mean, he was the right person to talk about taking something captive.
Absolutely. Yeah.
When you think about it, he didn't just say those words flippantly. I mean, he knew what it was like to be taken captive. He knew how serious that was.
Right.
He even talked about that in his letters when he was explaining to the Corinthians why he was the person who had the authority to be able to speak on these things. He told them in chapter 6, he says, "We have been beaten, been put in prison, faced angry mobs, wow, worked to exhaustion, endured sleepless nights, and gone without food."
Wow.
And then he reiterates it again in chapter 11. He says that he's been put in prison more times than any of these other people that they were listening to. So Paul knew what it meant to be taken captive.
Yeah. Real life experience.
Yeah, exactly. And so he was speaking from those real life experiences. And when we think about why his enemy took him captive, they were taking him captive because they wanted to silence his message.
Yes.
So he knew by telling us to take our thoughts captive, we would be, in essence, silencing their power over our lives. We would be rendering those thoughts ineffective over us.
That is a great, that's a great point. Yes. So going back to our title then, Christine, what is the benefit of taking your thoughts captive?
I think there are so many benefits to taking our thoughts captive, but if we want to look at the big picture, I believe Romans 12 and 2 gives us an overview and really answers that question.
Yeah.
Can taking my thoughts captive really help me? It starts off by saying, do not conform to the patterns of this world, which reminds us that we need to focus our lives on how Christ lived. But then it goes on to say, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Yeah. So right there, we can see that when we take our thoughts captive, we daily renew our minds. And when we renew our minds, it leads to living a life transformed.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's good.
So how do we do that then? How do we begin? You mentioned it before, your process. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that would look like for us if we wanted to put that process in place in our own lives?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's going along with just a real life example, you know, to help us know how it looks in real life. First, I talked about that. We ask what's true, not what might be true, but what is true. In Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, he describes how to fight spiritual battles. And he talks about an armor that we should put on to get us battle ready. That's the armor of God. That's what the Bible calls it. We've heard that. And the first piece of that armor is the belt of truth. Now, second, we ask ourselves, what does the Bible say about it? What does God's word say about it? So we replace our unhealthy thoughts with healthy truth from God's word. And then here's another piece of our armor. He talks about the sword of the spirit, which the Bible explains what that is. That's the word of God. So if I'm constantly worried about my health, then what does the Bible say about healing? Let's find it. If I'm worried about my finances and is my money going to stretch across my month, then let's read about and find verses that have to do with God's provisions, God's faithfulness, how he cares for us. Let's find those verses. And then we keep reminding ourselves of those things over and over and over. If you think taking your thoughts captive over something that's really important to you is going to stop it, those thoughts, it will not. You have to constantly do it. There's a neat story in the book of Joshua where Joshua is leading the Israelites to finally take what God had given them. And they cross the Jordan River. They get across the Jordan. And the spot where they crossed, he calls Gilgal. And the definition of that word is rolling. So the Lord tells Joshua, he says, his quote is, "Today I roll away the reproach of Egypt from you." So every time the Israelites said the name of their home, the spot where they're living at the time, every time they said that, they were reminding themselves that God had removed their reproach. So they were taking thoughts captive. Then they were renewing their mind with God's word. I mean, literally God's word to them. He spoke that and said, you know, "Today I've removed your reproach." So they were taking their thoughts captive and renewing their minds. And I just thought that was just a great example of that and how that works in the Bible.
Wow, that's awesome. And that gives us hope too, doesn't it? I love it when I read something in the Bible that is an example of what we're supposed to be doing. We know that that gives us hope that it's possible for us as well. That is so good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I wrote a blog post on this a while back and I named it How Fixing Our Thoughts is Like Fixing Our Hair. And it's just kind of a funny title, but I discuss more about renewing our mind and taking our thoughts captive. And we'll be sure to link that in the show notes for our listeners so they can find that.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait. I know I've read it before, but I can't wait to go back and read it again now that we're discussing this some more.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And this is such a multifaceted topic and there's so much to it that I want to be sure and let the listeners know before we wrap up today to be sure and hit subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube, or hit the follow button if you are listening on Your Hope Coach podcast, because we are going to be talking more about renewing our minds and the next thing that we can do besides what we talked about today, taking our thoughts captive. Mm-hmm. We're going to follow up with that in the next episode, so you don't want to miss it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to be with you and with all of our listeners today.
Bye. Yes. It's good to see everyone. We'll see you next time.